Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlothy.
Nearly 3 weeks ago, the Montana House passed House Bill 2, better known as the state budget. Yesterday, it was the Senate's turn. After a marathon day-long debate and over 30 motions to amend, the bill finally passed second reading on a 29-20 vote. Once it passes third reading, it goes to the all-important House-Senate Conference Committee, where the final negotiations take place. Once House Bill 2 is passed, the legislature is free to adjourn. This week will probably be the last busy week for our team. We have two bills up for a hearing tomorrow and another on Friday. After that, all of our bills still in play should be headed to the governor's desk. At 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, the House Judiciary Committee hears Senate Bill 329, the Montana Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. The bill, sponsored by Senator Keith Regier of Kalispell, would ban abortions after 20 weeks of gestation. It's based on the premise that no one, not even the most ardent abortion supporter, would intentionally inflict pain on an unborn child. And since a fetus has developed enough by 20 weeks to feel pain, abortion after that point should be illegal. Sound logical? Think again. Abortion supporters routinely cast logic aside for their mantra that abortion is a woman's choice and should be safe and legal right up to the point of delivery. Senate Bill 329 passed third reading in the Senate by a vote of 30-18, and we hope it will do equally well in the House. Tomorrow afternoon, the House Health and Human Services Committee will hear Senate Bill 375, a bill to get Montana out of the marriage business by doing away with marriage licenses. If passed, Montana would be the first state in the nation to do so. At this point, the Montana Family Foundation is opposing the bill for several reasons. Although we think it's a good idea to get government out of our lives as much as possible, this bill has come forward at the last possible minute. No one really understands the long-term ramifications or possible unintended consequences, and marriage is the bedrock institution of society, so a policy like this should be well vetted from every conceivable angle before pulling the trigger. Bills passed on the fly in the waning days of a legislative session rarely receive solid, thoughtful consideration, and knee-jerk reactions are no way to run marriage policy. President Ronald Reagan signed the nation's first no-fault divorce law in 1970 when he was governor of California. Within 15 years, nearly every other state had followed suit, and the results were disastrous. What was meant as a means to decrease the trauma related to divorce wound up drastically increasing the divorce rate, an outcome no one wanted or expected. President Reagan later called it the greatest regret of his political career. We want to make sure Senate Bill 375 doesn't result in a similar unanticipated outcome. And finally, on Friday, the Senate Judiciary Committee will hear House Bill 595, better known as the Personhood Amendment. Since it's a constitutional referendum, it needs 100 votes total between the House and Senate. It received 58 votes in the House, so it needs 42 out of 50 votes in the Senate to pass. As we've said before, God is a God of miracles, but getting 42 votes in the Senate is an incredibly high bar. The legislature appears to be on track to adjourn sometime around the 21st of April, and we'll be here till the end to keep you up to date and informed. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.